So I have Dave Murgatroyd present, and Dave is a candidate for elder at our annual meeting and put forward by the nominating committee. So Dave, let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been at Park Street a little over 20 years. I came right after grad school. I met my wife through CAFE, A Better Woman Than I Deserve, and have two daughters, 13 and 11, who went through Park Street School and are now at Lexington Christian Academy. And just been involved in various ways around the church. I guess professionally, I'm a technologist, work for the...
Is that an official name?
I don't know if that's an official name or not. Honestly, I've been kicked far enough downstairs that all I do is help the people that actually do anything. But I love technology and I love the way that I can improve lives. So
great. Can you tell us how you came to know Jesus as Lord?
Yeah, my parents they didn't really know God until right before they had me. In fact, they came to faith and then were convicted that they had been living sort of selfish lives and not wanting to have children. So they had me a little later in life and I was an only child. And so that meant that I had ample opportunity for spiritual conversations at home. There wasn't a sibling to beat up on. And so it was at the age of 6 in my basement that I had asked enough questions and got to the point where I realized I needed a savior. But of course, then I grew in just understanding of the world and experience and the challenges before me. So my faith has grown in those ways since. But it was at that young age that I came to know the Lord.
So in all of these years in walking with Jesus and being a disciple, and I know engaging God's word, is there a particular passage of scripture or verse that's been
probably meaningful? Probably Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for the Jew first and also to the Greek. Not just because we just memorized that as part of the Rome, but that one's... Yeah, I think the way that verse threads through sort of any part of life and realizing its power, the power of the gospel, and the need to have it permeate everything that we do, not sort of a side thing or a just another part of life, but something that's underneath all of life.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I love that verse too. What do you love about Park Street Church? You've been here 20 years, you said?
Yeah. The thing that drew me to Park Street Church was the biblical preaching and the really unique approach to missions. And I still love both of those things, but I also love the diversity of the church, although we have lots of ways that we could grow there. And I love, honestly, the people. So the most important relationships of my life have been made here, not just with family or long-term friends, but all kinds of people to have worked together. So it really is a body that, that's had such an important part of my life.
And I know you've been involved in a number of different areas over that time. Can you tell us some of the areas where you've been involved?
I think the thread has been, in different life stages, there's sort of a naturalness to being involved in things that might align with the life stage. So I was in CAFE, met my wife there, was involved with the leadership team, had kids, and then after my kids were in the nursery, I worked in the nursery. Before my kids were tweens, I worked in tweens. And so I think there's been a thread of that sort of just in terms of affinity groups and then getting involved and trying to help understand or discern where a particular ministry should be going and thinking with a group of leaders, where is God calling us together and also trying to discern the principles behind those decisions, because so many of the decisions in the church are matters of prudence, not of morality necessarily. And so figuring out how to exercise those places of prudence. So that included a first pair of terms on the elder board from 2008 to 2014. I've been on the personnel committee since 2009, which I love because it's such a great way to love the staff of this church, even though often the conversations can be ones that are sensitive and you really need to be careful. But those are the places where we can have a great impact for love. So those, and also like DJing at all church camps, sort of anything fun to I'm allowed to do.
Most importantly, also and most importantly.
Maybe. I don't know. That one minister once called it the ministry of disco. So
I have actually benefited from that ministry.
Yeah, I wasn't going to reference that, but if you want to, that he's referring to my 40th birthday party.
When you think about Park Street right now, what are the burdens for this church inside of you?
Yeah, I think burdens are like the other side of hopes. So a burden is an identification or a sense of what could be or the opportunity before us. So so the opportunities I see arise from the diversity that I referenced before, even though there's a lot more diversity that we could have in terms of the representation of the evangelical church that is here, that's probably broader than many other churches, and the opportunity that that provides us to show what walking together in unity looks like, and sort of discerning what differences do we need to wrestle to the ground and what do we need to embrace. And so I think that opportunity is really motivating to both benefit from the breadth of those relationships and also be an example to maybe other churches of how to navigate that, and also learning from them as well. And I think the related opportunity is our location and the other resources that we've been entrusted with, especially the gifting of our congregation. And so a burden I have is if I don't see us fully taking advantage of that opportunity, you know, we have been given much, so much is required of us. And those two opportunities, and as we could be, you know, having a greater impact and taking advantage of those opportunities, I think are the burden that makes me, you know, willing to take time away from my wife and daughters on a lot of Wednesday nights and other times to reason together and pray together with, if the Lord has it, the rest of the elder board, to try to support the church, to support you in to that end.
Anything else that you want to add? It's a dangerous question.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I'm such a believer that God doesn't waste anything. And one area that I didn't mention that I was involved in, not on purpose admitting it, just didn't occur to me, was the First Senior Minister Search Committee. And that's one where I think that even though that committee, I think it's fair to say it failed, I think God has used that committee to highlight some of these opportunities and the ways that the church needed to come to terms with them, and I think we're still doing that. And it was a privilege to serve on that committee, even though it was 80 meetings over the course of a few years. And I believe that God, he ultimately requires faithfulness more than fruitfulness. And I think that's the comfort that I have. Even as I see these opportunities, I don't think we should be some people call it resulting, where you say, well, obviously if the result that I expected didn't happen, then things must have been, but no, like the nature of faith and the nature of the gospel is such that we can know that we're called to faithfulness, and we can sleep soundly when we have executed or acted in a way that we believe is faithful, and the fruit will come in God's timing. So that was maybe a thread of my experience that I'm grateful for, because it taught me some of those lessons.
Oh, thanks for sharing that, Dave. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.